Release fear to quit porn. I'm Dr. Trish Lee. Welcome back for another episode of Porn Brain Rewire, the podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about the essence of fear that is underlying porn addiction and the compulsion to go back to explicit matter. Explicit matter is pornography in and of itself and sexual media in any other form. Explicit matter also can be acting out behaviors in the real world. So those behaviors, whether it be porn, sexual media, or acting out, they are very high-level dopamine stimuli. That's what makes them explicit matter. It's the supernormal stimulus that keeps your brain coming back for more. So if you struggle with porn or explicit matter, generally speaking, there's fear flying below the radar. That flying below the radar means subconsciously buried in there. And the more you go back to porn, the more you're burying it in via the dysfunctional brain pattern that porn addiction creates. We're going to break all of this down today. So we're going to start with how can fear be a driving force into the screen? Then we're going to move towards how can you release that fear by understanding what the underlying brain pattern is and how to heal that dysfunctional brain pattern. And then number three is your brain hack strategy for the day on how you can release that fear so that you can have a porn-free brain forever. So let us dig in. Fear that's flying under the radar. Why would fear be a driving force? Now, if you just follow me, it's pretty easy and logical to understand. So the idea is that if you're in your reality, your life, and you're trying to escape your life into an unreality or fantasy, especially a fantasy that is a supernormal stimulus of very high dopamine levels, what that means is there's fear about your reality, and that fear about your reality is creating the dissociation that pushes you into the screen. So at the core of fear is anxiety, and anxiety is that friction in your nervous system that things are not the way you want them to be. Sometimes those things are within your control, sometimes they're not, but they're a driving force into the screen for a dump or a drowning of dopamine to take you away from the fear of that reality. So what are the top three fears? Number one, financial. So in today's day and age, we're all keeping up with the Joneses, and a number one self-sabotaging behavior is overextending and overspending, constantly putting yourself behind the financial eight ball, which creates such anxiety because you have to earn at high levels that it destroys your financial peace, and then you escape into the screen to numb or to take away the feelings of that financial insecurity that has inadvertently been created. We can talk about that more. Number two is intimacy or relationships. There's integrity breakdown, trust breakdown. There's different behaviors going on within your primary relationship with your honey or your partner, or in relationships that you might have with your children, with your friends, with your parents. That contention, that friction that happens within your relationships makes it difficult for you to be vulnerable to that intimacy within your relationships. It becomes another driving force into fantasy and dopamine dependency. And third are health issues. If you don't feel good, it creates a negative feedback loop to take the edge off of not feeling well so that you feel less bad for a little while, but unfortunately it makes you feel worse after the fact. And that includes anxiety, attention issues, depression, erectile dysfunction, or sexual arousal dysfunction, or any other health issues. You don't feel good. You want to escape that stinky feeling for a little while. But unfortunately, what happens is the brain pattern at the core of this dysfunction will increase pain and suffering. And we're going to get there next. But the three fearful subconscious driving forces into the screen: financial, intimacy or relationships, and health issues. They drive you back to escape from that reality. So the reality that you're living is one that you are trying to disassociate from and escape from. So where the problem is, the solution lies. And the solution lies in creating a reality that's so wonderful, you don't want to escape it. And that's what I'm going to help you do in number three, your brain hack strategy for the day. But first, let's go to number two. What's the brain pattern behind porn pulling you back in and behind the fear that's pushing you in? Now, if you've heard me talk before about this dysfunctional brain pattern that is part of the porn cycle, it's one that I call strained brain. And that strained brain is that friction, that anxiety, that overwhelm, that exhaustion, that depression. Strained brain is a brain that's running too fast and too slow simultaneously. And when your brain is running too fast and too slow, it's the opposite of optimal arousal or the opposite of the optimal green zone brain pattern. So when your brain's running too fast, you feel anxious. When your brain's running too slow, you feel overwhelmed or exhausted. Fear, pain, suffering, struggle, they all increase because of this brain pattern. But it's the one that pushes you into the screen because the pull of porn is there from the supernormal stimuli. Supernormal means that when you go to porn or explicit matter, it's going to flood your system with dopamine and take the edge off. Now, unsurprisingly, when you go to porn, what it does in the moment is it creates another pattern that I call drained brain. So your brain's performing out here in the extremes, too fast and too slow. When you go to a supernormal stimuli, it shifts your brain into neutral, artificial neutral, for a time so that you don't feel the strain of strained brain. You don't feel the fear. You don't have to deal with the reality that's creating the issues for you. Instead, you shift into neutral artificially and you escape, you numb out. That reality's not there anymore. You're in the fantasy or the unreality that you're escaping to. So when that happens, when you artificially shift into neutral, you increase the medium speed in your brain. And when you do that, it is facilitated by that dopamine dump. Now, unfortunately, if you do that by going into porn or explicit matter consistently, what you will do is reinforce the pathways back to artificial neutral. And at a point after frequency, consistency, and especially intensity, your brain may stick in drain brain. You get stuck in artificial neutral because of the dopamine dependency and the high levels of dopamine. I've seen this now in hundreds of brains of people who struggle with erectile dysfunction. It comes from a brain that's stuck in artificial neutral. Just think about it logically again. If you're stuck in neutral, you can't go. That's exactly what happens in sexual arousal dysfunction, what I call SAD. Porn is making you sad, whether you know it or not. And I can see it in the QEEG brain map, the assessment that I perform when I work with people professionally and personally. I've seen it hundreds of times. To me, it's terrifying that this is what porn is doing to your brain. So the strained brain creates the feelings of anxiety, anxiousness, overwhelm, exhaustion, and you may have the beginnings of erectile dysfunction or SAD, sexual arousal dysfunction, from strained brain. Once you tip into drained brain, which doesn't happen overnight for most people, there is a transition time where you're in strained brain and you're eventually moving towards drained brain. When you're in drained brain, that's when you officially struggle with sexual arousal. Your brain is officially sad. It is drained. So what happens is you get stuck in that mode. That brain pattern pulls you back in because it wants more dopamine and it wants to escape your reality. And now your reality became even worse because you can't have sex with your partner and it pushes you into the screen even more. It's your quintessential negative feedback loop. So what to do about it? Let's move to number three. Number three is, if the problem is there's fear in your reality that's driving you to an unreality, the solution is to get below the radar and figure it out. Figure out what about reality is driving you into the screen. This is the solution for everybody, whether they know it or not. Remember, it's subconscious or even unconscious for many people. So I think about the four levels of consciousness, and I'm going to share them with you here. Then I'll give you your strategy. The four levels of consciousness are unconscious. You're just not even aware about it at all, just driven completely by your programming. Subconscious is still in that level. You're not aware of it, but it has kind of more external forces working on it. Then when we rise above that, now you're at the conscious level where you can see your own programming. You can see your own behaviors. You can start to understand the driving forces that are flying below the radar. And you're empowered to make change. You're empowered to heal your brain using technology. And I can share with you in a second how I do that. And to learn the strategies and the techniques to make new choices, to dissipate the fear in your reality and make it so that your reality rocks. Then you can get to the highest level of consciousness, which is super conscious. Super conscious means you're tapped in. You are tapped into divinity and purpose. Purpose has been shown to have such positive effects on people's lives, help you live longer, help you feel better every single day. You're jazzed up to get up and do your life because it's so meaningful to you. That is super consciousness, and most people are missing it. And I know it can be really difficult to get to a super conscious level because we're all stuck in the cog of the world or reality. But when you're intentional, you can rise above just consciousness and get super conscious. Super conscious. So let's talk about how to do that in your strategy. Get out your journal. Get out your pen, get into your sanctuary, your quiet place, and think about what might be the biggest stressors or the biggest fears that you have going in your life. It's most likely in the categories of financial or work related, intimacy or relationship related, or health or how you feel related. Now, where the problem lies, so does the solution. So write the problems down in one column. In the second column, write down potential solutions. And if you just thought to yourself, I can't do that, I can't do those solutions, you can do them. You can do them, but you might not have the right help. That's what we are here for. My sister called the other day and she's like, how did you break free from all the programming of our family? And I said, I know exactly how I did it. When I was young, probably when I was 18, I started reading everything and learning from people who know more than me. They know how to do things in life to create purpose, to engage in personal transformation towards my true, authentic, full potential self. I started consuming everything I could get my mitts on, and I paid people, and I continue to pay people to teach me across my lifetime, because the goal of my life is to show up here in the very best version that I can. And I'm not able to do that for myself. I need to have people who know how to do that tell me how to do that. So if you struggle with porn, it's time for you to get into my 90-day program, Porn Free Brain Forever. Get into that program. You have it forever if you need it, but it should take you around 90 days to move through the 100+ lessons so that you can be well on your way from going from subconscious to superconscious so you can create the life that you want. If you want to see what your brain is doing and if it's stuck in strain brain or drain brain, please go to my website, drtrishlee.com. Check out the QEEG brain map. We can work together in that session. We spend an hour on Zoom after you've taken your brain map at home through advances of technology. And no, it's totally awesome. You take your brain map at home. We meet on Zoom. You filled out intake paperwork. You can send me any paperwork you want. I can connect the dots and pick up the breadcrumbs and show you how your history, how you're living your life, and your brain performance pattern connect. And then most importantly, what you can do to heal your brain using technology, neurofeedback, and the strategies and the techniques that you don't know exist that can move you forward in this journey so that you have a porn-free brain forever. So go over to drtrishlee.com. Make sure you write in your journal your biggest stressors, your biggest fears in those three categories, potential solutions. Now, if you can get to these solutions by yourself, start doing them. Reverse engineer your dream life and start making changes so that you're not escaping your reality into unreality anymore. You're engaging with your reality and you love it. All right, until next time, control your brain or it'll control you. I'll see you.